Okay, so item three is a rezoning at 90 Bowl Street, filed DAZ 217 of 2013, in accordance with the city charter and the development procedures bylaw. This is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard. Item four, a variance at 90 Bowl Street under file DAV 129273 of 2013 D.
One for information.
Trevor O'Toole.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Trevor O'Toole. I'm the developer of Oz Condominiums at 90 Bowl Street. Was here going through the process to get everything rezoned and set up for the actual build of the condos. They're probably about 70% completed at this time. The reason I'm here today is for the one corner unit on the, located right on the corner of River and Bowl. The entrance would be on Bowl Street. It's probably about 1 foot off the sidewalk. We're looking at putting a photography studio in there. I've got a purchaser who, that is a condition of his purchase, is that we can get it zoned for mixed use. My understanding, I have sat down in the offices and probably had five people in there trying to figure out the proper way to make this application. We're going for, I think, conditional use variance so that if this goes through that they can get started until the actual rezoning gets taken place. We're applying to get the whole building rezoned, is what I understand had to be done, even though we are only looking for that one corner unit to be mixed use or commercial. What we're planning on putting in there is a photography studio. One person works at it, it's Tony Nardella. He does approximately, you know, 30 to 50% of his photo shoots in-house. Other than that, he does on locations. This isn't looking at being a terribly high-use business. He has a parking spot in the building. He's made arrangements at, I think it's 65 or 62 Roslyn Road to get an additional two parking spots that he's put a deposit on, so that he'll have that if and when he needs the extra parking. Other than that, I think that's pretty much the scenario.
It's pretty straightforward.
Any questions?
No, I don't think I do. I don't think I do. Thank you.
Thank you. Kim and Tony and Kelly?
No, you're just in support. You don't have to speak unless you want to.
If you want to, yeah.
And then there's one more person.
And then there's Tyler Miller for information.
Okay.
You don't want to speak.
Yeah, I just have a couple of quick, just for the staff. So are there restrictions on, like, if it somehow were to change from a photo studio that they wanted to do? What are they allowed to do there? This is goes forward. Other than, was there some? I think
there's,
I just wanted clarification on that. It was already commercial was already allowed under the previous zoning, right?
No, not at all. No, so that's why they've gone from RMFL to RMU.
But this is in concurrence with the secondary plan and the Osborne Village plan in terms of the entranceways and those kind of issues.
Yeah, the secondary plan says that ground floor commercial units can be located on River and on Stradbrook, and that they shall be oriented towards those
streets. And that meets that requirement.
Yeah, we've included a condition that limits how far back the unit can be, just to ensure that it remains oriented towards the riverside instead of encroaching onto Bowl.
And you asked a question about the types of commercial uses that would be permitted. RMU is similar to C1. So neighborhood commercials, so the types of uses that would be permitted in C1 would be permitted in RMU. So they could change it to, like a chiropractic office or some small retail operation, that type of thing. And we don't have any concerns with that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm prepared to. Is everyone's been heard?
Yeah, everyone's been heard.
Nobody else?
There's no opposition.
Okay. Mr. Chairperson, I'm just going to find my spot here. I would move that regarding the rezoning, I would move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read, and I would move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.